following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, May 21st, through Thursday, May 27th, 2021. May 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These are evil times, as the conscience of the heart of the world has been dulled by a lax morality. Sin is not a consideration anymore. Mankind acts and speaks and thinks according to his own pleasure. My commandments are no longer a path to salvation. Rather, disregard for them has become the path to perdition. The relatively few who do respect my commandments are persecuted and scorned. World peace depends upon a universal return to respect for my laws. Only then would devotion to my will be esteemed. Once again, souls would clamor to strict adherence to my commandments. Everyone would choose to please me and thereby cherish a deep spiritual holiness. So today, once again, I call each soul to familiarize himself with my commandments. Make strict obedience to my laws a priority in your lives. Only then will ungodly laws be stricken from the books. Sin will be recognized as evil. The difference between good and evil will be readily recognized as man will have more perfect discernment. His conscience will hold him accountable. He will be walking in the New Jerusalem." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive good or evil according to what he has done in the body." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. May 22nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The way to heal the bond between mankind and me is through repentance. Only the repentant heart is able to approach my mercy. It is the result of my mercy that souls reach eternal joy. It behooves the soul to make an accounting of any sin committed throughout each day and to resolve to improve upon his weaknesses as soon as possible. I desire the bridge between heaven and earth be strong through holy love, and that many cross the bridge by means of improving upon the holy love in the heart. This is holy perfection. Every soul in heaven has achieved holy perfection. This is the goal of personal holiness. No one is exempt from this goal. It is what each soul is judged upon at their last judgment. The wise soul seeks constant improvement in holy love. I await each soul at the gateway to heaven. I am so pleased by those who have made their goal in life holy perfection." A note is given to read James chapter 2, 8 through 10. "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 23rd, 2021, Solemnity of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I long to impart the Spirit of truth upon every heart. Then and only then would the errors in hearts be corrected. Hearts would be alive with the gifts of the Spirit and correct their evil ways forever. The problem is, most do not recognize the errors within their own hearts. Therefore, they lack the motivation to change. If truth took over every heart, the state of the world would be unrecognizable. All borders would be secure. There would be no wars, no false religions, no hidden agendas to form a compromised one-world order. All governments would function for the welfare of the people. Freedom to know and to love me would be worldwide. There would be no false religions inspired by man. Until such a time comes, true believers must be united and ask the Holy Spirit for the strength to persevere. Ask the Spirit to expose evil in hearts and to protect the truth. The Holy Spirit is the warrior of truth. A note is given to read Acts chapter 2, 17 through 21. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, and on my men servants and my maid servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall be that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 24th, 2021, Monday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, each present moment is the opportunity I give you to affect your eternity. If you are in accord with my will, you will earn a higher place in heaven by your sound choices in each moment. If you do not use your free will choices to please me, your choices detract from our relationship and carry you farther away from me. These are the days in which evil choices have widened the abyss between heaven and earth more than any other generation. The casualties today are not just death, but eternal damnation. My dominion over all mankind has not changed, but it is denied the respect it deserves. Therefore, mankind loses track of his real goal of reaching heaven for all eternity. I do not dictate a soul's salvation. I offer it. However, it is up to each soul to choose his salvation by the choices he makes. This is the most perverse generation in the history of mankind. Acceptance of sin has been written into law. Many evils go without recognition and even modern-day approval. The true apostles of holy love are often persecuted for their obedience to my commandments. Each soul must desire his salvation in order to avoid the pitfalls Satan lays from him. The way to please me and to choose salvation is to obey my commandments. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 25th, 2021, Tuesday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, continue with enthusiasm to persevere in personal holiness. The time is coming when every moment you spent in prayer will make a difference. Do not count the moments spent away from worldly concerns, but enjoy in the present your ever-deepening relationship with me. I have chosen each soul who will share the New Jerusalem with me. Now, all that is left is for souls to choose me through personal holiness. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 14 through 16. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 26th, 2021, Wednesday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the heart of the world these days is like an empty ark, waiting to be filled and led to safety. This ark is ready to be filled, but few are wise enough to seek refuge therein. It is tossed about on the waves of every controversy. People seek their refuge in the world and not in me. My paternal heart is the port of safety from the wickedness and snares of the devil. Love me. Love my commandments. In so doing, you will not slip into the sea of worldly concerns. Satan's goal is to distract you from the path of light, which leads you to salvation. To realize this is to free yourself from the unnecessary concerns all around you. Treasure your free moments I give you to pray and move closer to me. It is not the length of time you give to me. It is the surrender of your heart to me during that time. Do not be surprised at the distractions which interfere in our time together. Satan fears good prayer and always tries to oppose it. On the contrary, regard his distractions as a sign that your prayers are doing good. A note is given to read James chapter 4, 4 through 8. Unfaithful creatures, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is in vain that the Scripture says, he yearns jealously over the Spirit which he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you men of double mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 27th, 2021, Thursday of the Octave of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your sacrifices are most worthy when they are offered with a loving heart. Sacrifices offered begrudgingly are not worthy of much recompense from me. I can fully use the sacrifice that is given to me as a gift. When I open the gift, I find love, which I use to my advantage in the world. Many such offerings towards the same cause combine to make a powerful weapon in the war against evil. The saintly soul makes of his life a loving sacrifice given to me without complaint. I see all the special needs of each soul. I invite souls to give to me their needs with love. Step back and watch grace go to work. Sometimes the greatest gift is acceptance of the cross. I am then able to fill such a heart with the graces needed to carry the cross." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 through 18. Living by faith. So we do not lose heart, though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.